Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud Dalet, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Avadia ben Miriam Leah. So we're continuing, the Gemara is, discussing the Purim story, the Torah Shebal Peh, to the Torah Shebiksav, that is Megillas Esther. So we're at the point where Haman is emerging on the scene. So previously, the Gemara discussed Memuchan, who, according to some, was Haman. But as far as Haman goes, the Haman that we clap when we hear his name during Megillah is going to emerge now in today's daf. Zok to Gemara, Achar HaDvarim O'Ela. And the pasuk says, "Gidel Hamelech Achashverosh es Haman ben Hamdasa ha'Agagi." So Haman rose to power when Achar Advar Meila, says the Gemara. Achar Mai, after what? Amar Rabbi Rabbi said, "Achash Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Refuah Lamak." It's referring to after Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah, meaning Haman rose to power. Achar, after Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah, to the Makkah that was going to be Haman. Haman was going to bring a terrible Gzeirah with him. But before that Gzeirah happened, the refuah was already in place. Amri Shlokesh, which Shlokesh said, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makkah Yisrael, Elam Kein Bayer Dam Refuah Tchila." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish the Yidin unless he creates the refuah first. And Shenema, the Pasuk says, it's Hosea, "Kerafi Li Yisrael, V'nigla Avoyin Ephraim." First Kerafi, and then afterwards, V'nigla Avoyin Ephraim. First the refuah, and then the aver of Ephraim is exposed. Aval Umay Yisraelim Ein Hakeim. When it comes to the Umay Yisraelim, it's not that way. Maka Oysam. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them. V'achakach Beru Lem Refuah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the refuah. Shenemar, a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'nogaf Hashem Es Mitzrayim. Nogoyf. And only afterwards, V'rafa. So Reish Lakish said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always brings the refuah before the Maka. That's what happened during the Purim story, and that's Achar HaDvarim Ma'ela, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah. So what was the refuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before the Makkah? So the Gemara is going to discuss that momentarily. But in the meantime, the Pasuk says, so, Gidel HaMelech HaChashverish as Haman, and HaChashverish instructed and ordered that everybody in Shushan bow down to Haman. But there was one person, he was a Yid, he was a tremendous tzaddik. He was a Navi. He was a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. He refused. His name was Mordechai HaTzaddik. Mordechai lo yichra ve lo yishtachave. And Haman, despite the fact that he had so much kavod, that everybody in Shushan was bowing down to him, but the fact that one Mordechai didn't bothered him to no end. And the pasuk says, "Vayivez be'enov l'shloach yod b'mordechai levadoi ki higidu lo yis'am Mordechai vayivakesh Haman l'hashmid es kol ha'yehudim." Haman felt that he was going to take revenge of Mordechai, but he wouldn't just take revenge of Mordechai, but rather he wanted to take revenge of Am Mordechai. And who was Am Mordechai? The Yehudim. And it's for that reason Haman started strategizing, he started planning, how's he going to take revenge, not only of Mordechai, but really of the entire Jewish nation. Amar Rava, but Rava teached the pasuk. That first the pasuk says something about Haman wanting to let out his anger on Mordechai, and then it mentions Am Mordechai. So Rav Taich betchila b'Mordechai levadei. First it was Mordechai, ula b'soif b'Am Mordechai. Afterwards it was in the entire nation of Mordechai. Manu, who was that? Rabbanon, meaning the more immediate family of Mordechai would be all the other Rabbanon. Ula b'soif afterwards b'chol Yehudim, after all the Yehudim. So Haman decides that he's going to go after the Jews. The question is when. So it wasn't what, but rather it was when. And he decided he's going to make a girl that's so significant that the entire Yontif is called Purim, Al Shem HaPur, says the Gemara. Hippel Pur. He said he made a girl. Who a girl? Tano, Kimish Nafal Pur, the Chodesh Adar. When the girl fell out of Chodesh Adar, Samach Simcha Gedailo. Haman was very, very happy. Amar, he said, Nafali Pur, Pur, Bayerach Shemez by Moshe. He knew this was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But Valoy Hoya, Yodea, but what he didn't know was Sheba Shiva, Ba'adar Mez. It's true that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Chodesh Adar, but it was Shiva Ba'adar Noel. He was born in Chodesh Adar as well. In fact, he was born on that very same day. So Haman, when he saw that the girl came out to Chodesh Adar, he was very excited. He said, oh, perfect. This is a month that the Jews have bad mazel. How do I know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, their greatest leader of all time, he passed away. He left this world. He departed his nation during Chodesh Adar. But says the Gemara that Haman didn't know that during that same month, Moshe Rabbeinu was born, which means as much as, yeah, maybe there's an Indian of bad mazel, but at the same time, it's an Indian of good mazel. So you're right. Maybe it's a month where you can make a gzeira, but be careful, because it's also a month where very good things happen to the Yidden. The Chasam Sofer asks that doesn't understand. It sounds like Pasha, the way you read the Gemara, the way we've understood it since we're little children, is that Haman was a student of Jewish history, but he didn't know all the facts. So he didn't get a perfect mark when he took Jewish history. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Chodesh Adar, but he didn't know that he was born during Chodesh Adar. That's the way you learn and understand. So he knew part of the bio, but he didn't know the whole bio. The Chasam Sofer says it seems to be a little bit dachov. So he says a davar nifla, ve'in kan mekoymoy laharech, but just to mention the vart, he says that Haman thought that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was mace in Chodesh Adar, that meant that it's a bad mazel for the Yidden Chodesh Adar. But the truth is, says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to tzaddikim, not only is it nisosam that they're still kruy and chayim, but it's even more than that. Sometimes a tzaddik reaches madregas after he passes away, and these madregas that he reaches, he could have never reached during his lifetime. The ptir of a person is sad when a person leaves unfinished business, when a person doesn't fulfill his potential, when a person doesn't really accomplish chayvasei ba'ilamai. When a person, however, is brought down in this world, and he lives life to the fullest, and he accomplishes great things, then when he goes up to Shemayim, he's going to merit tremendous schar. And because of all the schar he's going to mention, his Yom HaMisa, even though in this world it's perceived maybe as a very bad day, but really for him it's a meridig day. So he says the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, superficially seemed very, very terrible, but really Moshe Rabbeinu and Shemayim was able to reach tremendous madregas, so that the Misa itself of Moshe is not a bad day, but rather the Misa itself is actually a good day. So says the Chasam Sofer that Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. He knew that he was Mace in Chodesh Adar, but you know he didn't realize and afterwards b'shiva ba'adar noila, that same day that he died was really the day that he was born. And the Chasam Sofer says shouldn't have said first he was born Moshe, and then afterwards he was mace. No, the Teretz says what he didn't realize is that b'shiva ba'adar mace, and that itself was a leida. U'b'shiva ba'adar noilad. What comes to mind is, I once heard that there are two parashias in the Torah that the name of the parasha means life. Chaye Sarah and parashas Vayichi. Chaye Sarah talks about the p'tira, the levaya of Sarah Imenu, and Vayichi talks about the p'tira and the misa of Yaakov Avinu. These are two parashias. The name of the parasha means chayim, it means life, but really the toichen is misa. Vehene nadvarim, sari imenu, Yaakov Avinu, their petira was really life, Yaakov Avinu, befrat, who's loy meis. But the point is, this idea of loy hoi idea, sheh b'shiva ba'adar meis, u b'shiva ba'adar noila, we know that a yartzeit and the Svarim HaKadoshim and the Zohar is referred to as a yoyma dehilula, and it's not because of the way it's perceived on this world. In this world, we mourn a tzadik, kashem yisosan shal tzadikim, kisreifas beis alikenu. But at the same time, in Shamayim, there is a bechin of yoyma dehilula, and that's where Haman Arish, this is where Haman made a mistake. So what does Haman do? Vayomer Haman l'melech Achashverosh, yesh nayam echad, is one nation. Mefuzar u'mefoyrod bein ha'am, they're spread out amongst the nations. B'chol medinas machosach, and all 127 of your medinas. V'doseim shonis mekolam, their rules and regulations are different than everybody else. V'estasi ha'melech ein ha'moysim, they don't follow the rules and the policies of your kingdom. V'la'melech ein shevel ha'nicham, king, listen to me, you don't need them. Amar Rava, Rava said, lekat yadu lishna bishak ha'am, there was no one who knew how to speak lashon hara, like Haman. Amar Lehi told him, tonei chlinu. Haman goes to Achashverosh, he says, let's wipe out the Jews. Amar Lehi told him, mistafina melechav, I'm afraid of their gods. They're going to do to me what they did to my predecessors. Look what happened to Belshazzar. Look what happened to people that start up with the Jews. It doesn't end well. Amalei told him, no, you don't have to worry. Yeshnoi amechad. What did he mean, yeshnoi? Yoshnu. Different nekudos. They're old. Min ha-mitzvahs. They're sleeping. Not miloshin old. They're miloshin yeshenim. They shlofen. And they're not doing the mitzvahs. Amalei told him, ispur rabbanon. What do you mean? But don't they have the rabbanon? Amalei amechad. No, they're one nation. The rabbanon are also not behaving. So then Haman preempted. He said, are you concerned that maybe I am going to make a karcha? I'm going to create an area, an enormous vacancy in your malchus. If you're going to wipe out the Jews, you're going to have a whole medina that's going to be empty. Maybe you don't want to do that. So Haman said, don't worry. They're spread out amongst the nations. He said, you're going to say, okay, but at the same time, we benefit from the Jews. Maybe they're good for the economy. Kiprei dezuda, like a mule, she ain't no isaperis, it doesn't procreate. V'shema toimar ikra medinta minayu. Maybe you're going to say that there's some medina where they live, tamaloy mer no, b'chol medinas machosecha. Again, they're spread out. V'dasein shayinim is kolam. And then he said, not just that, but their laws are very different. V'le'ochli minon, they don't eat with us. V'le'i nasvi minon, they don't intermarry with us. V'lo mintzavi milon, they won't allow their daughters to marry us. V'esdasi amalachena moysim. And not just that, they don't keep all the rules of the king. The mafki l'kula shasa, b'shihi pihi. They're always saying, Rashi says, Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom, they're always busy, you can't do, you can't come, you can't do malacha, they're always on vacation. Because not just that, they embarrass the kingdom. How so? Because what would happen if a fly would fall into a glass of some beverage? Of wine, the king would drink. The person would drink it. You take out the fly and you drink it. However, if the king would touch the wine of a Jew, he would throw it on the floor, and he wouldn't drink it. Basically, this was classic epic lashon hara of Haman to Achashverosh, and that's the words of the Gemara. Amar Rava leka diyada lishna bisha gahaman. So, what does Haman say? Imal Amelach Toif Yikasev. La'abdon v'aseres alafim kikar kasef eshkol al yidei oisei amalacha. So Haman, number one, he completely is malshin against the Jews. But then afterwards, he offers Achashverosh a bribe. He says, I'll give you aseres alafim kikar kasef. It's a huge, enormous amount of money if you allow me to annihilate the Jewish people. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, here's the refuah kaidim lamaka. Kol vidol fnei mishama vayoyolam. She'asid Haman lishkol shkolim al Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu knew that one day Haman was going to do this. He would take shkolim and try to use it against the Jews. L'ficha chitim shkolim shkolab. So what did Kol Baruch Hu do? He gave the Yidin a mitzvah of shkolim. And our shkolim come before Haman shkolim. What does that mean? V'haynu detram be'echad ba'adar mashmir al shkolim v'alakalayim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would make an announcement, Bezdin would, to remind the Jews that it's time to stop preparing your machzes shekel. And when does that happen? Be'echad ba'adar. It happens right before Purim to show that the Machtes HaShekel was the refuah kaidam lamaka. So it seems from Rish Lakish is saying that what was the Yeshua that the Yidden had? How were the Yidden able to get out of this gzeira of Haman? It had to do with the Machtes HaShekel. And everybody's bothered. What does Machtes HaShekel have to do with anything? Machtes HaShekel is a mitzvah, but at the same time, Machtes HaShekel, not Torah, not Tefillin, not Kriyishma, Machtes HaShekel, and it's Yodua, the Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, and others said that Machtes HaShekel represents the fact that every single Yid is a Machtes. He's only a half. And really, by the Yidin giving Machzah Shekel, the symbolism was the Yidin banding together and coming together and recognizing that they're one nation. And the Sfarim say that Haman's whole kaych against the Jews was because he said, Yeshnoi amechod mefoizer u'mefoirad, that there's no achdus amongst the Jews. But the teretz is the Machzah Shekel. When each Yid realizes that he's not represented by a full shekel, he's represented by a half a shekel, to show that he himself is only a half, that's where the Yeshua comes. And that's the refuah. We have a mitzvah, Machzah HaShekel, to remind us of Achtos, and if we have Achtos, we don't have to worry about it. So what did the king tell Haman? He says, you can do whatever you want. So Rab Abba said, I'll explain to you the story of Haman and Achashverosh the following way. There were two people, they both had a field. One person had a pile of dirt in his field, the other person had a big ditch in his field. Now, the person had the ditch, said, I wish I can buy a pile of dirt. I wish I could buy my neighbor's dirt. I just want to fill up my ditch. Ubalatelam, the person that had this mound of dirt, Amitin li charetz ebedamim. I wish I would have access to that charetz. I could just get rid of all my dirt. Liyamim, one day in his dav guzaitzel, they met each other. Amuli balacharetz balatel. Person that had the ditch told the person that had the mound, Machar li tilcha, would you sell your tail to me? Amalei was so excited, he said, Toilak to bechinam. He was willing to buy the charetz. He said, just take it for free. Halavai, adarabba. That's what happened. Meaning, sometimes you read the Purim story and you feel like, okay, Haman instigated Achashverosh. No, Achashverosh and Haman, they both had the same things in mind. We spoke the other day in the raid about Achashverosh mentioned in Sefer Ezra, where Achashverosh is the one that was kos for sitna. Achashverosh doesn't like the Beis Hamikdash. He modeled himself. His role model was Nebuchadnezzar, and that's why Haman Achashverosh, they're both equally as complicit. One is the Balatel, the other one's the Balacharetz. All of a sudden, they met each other, and it was a shidduch. They were both ready to go together against the Yidim. Yasser HaMelech has tabatoi, me'al yodoi, v'yitna lehaman. So the Melech took his ring, put it on Haman, extremely symbolic, and this was a very, very big deal. And then the Jews heard about this. And when they heard about it, they started fasting. And the Yidden went into motion. Tefillah, we've been talking about, one of the themes of the Purim story is Tefillah. Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana. And Rav Abba Bar Kahana commented, he remarked, he said something fascinating. Something that's very, very powerful from a psychological perspective. He said, G'doyla hasaris tabas, yoysim arba mushmoyna neviyim v'shem neviyim sh'nisnabu l'ham l'Yisrael. The impact of Achashverosh taking his ring off his finger and putting it on Haman was more powerful than 48 neviyim and 7 neviyim that sent Nevuah for the Yidden. Because they all tried over the generations. Think of your Mio, right? Think of the different Neviim who tried to get the Yidden to do Tshuva. It didn't work. But Hasaris Tabas worked. Not only did it work, the Yidden came back stronger. So Rab Abba Bar Kahana commented, he said, G'doyla Hasaris Tabas, Yoysem Me'arba Mushmoyne Neviim, V'shev Neviyos, Shenes Navu Lehem Li'Yisrael. So the Gemara just mentioned that there were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos that sent Nevuah for the Yidden. We just mentioned the Bederech Agav. It was literally a postscript to this part of the Purim story. But the Gemara now is going to bring the Braisa, which is the source of that, and the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. Now, the truth is, the digression is not a complete digression, because as we're going to see, in the digression, we're going to talk a little bit about Purim. It's like the general context is going to feel like a digression, and to a degree it will be, but at the same time, in the digression, there's going to be a lot of talk that relates very, very much to what we're learning about. Tanu Rabbanan. Arba Mishmayin Neviim V'Shem Neviim S'Snabu L'Hem L'Yisrael. There were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviim that sent Nevuah for the Yidden. V'Lei Pichas U'V'Lei Hesira Mash Kozba Torah. And they never added or subtracted to the Torah. Navi's not allowed to do that. Chutz Mi Mikra Megillah. Here's the Megillah reference. With the exception of Mikra Megillah. My Darash, what was the Darash? Meaning they added the mitzvah of Megillah. Amar Rabchi Barabin, Amar Rabichu Ben Karucho. They made a Kavachim. They said, Ma'am, I have to scare some Yidden Shira. Madach Yidden Seng Shira. Oz Yashim Moish Badi Yamsov. When they were saved from Paroi. What was that? Me'abdus L'cheres. Pari didn't really want to kill the Jews. He wanted to bring the Jews back to Egypt. So Madach, you go Me'abdus L'cheres. You sing Shira Mimisa L'chaim L'kolshkein. So certainly if you have a threat of Lahashmedu L'harik, you have a threat of the Purim story, so there's no question in the world that that's something that would warrant singing Shira. So they made a Kavach Chaim and they said, you have to do something. So what they do? Megillas Esther. If the premise of Megillas Esther is based on a Kavach Chaim and the Kavach Chaim is really for Shira, so Ikra Chasim and Asefer, Halal Nami Neima. Why don't we then say Halal? The same Kavach Chaim that's teaching you Megillas Esther shouldn't teach you Halal. So the Gemara is going to give a few terutzim. Number one, the Fisha Ein Oimrim Halal Nasha B'Chutz La'aretz. The reason is because the Purim story happened in Chutz La'aretz. It happened in Shushan Abira, modern day Iran. You don't say Halal for a nest that happens in Chutz La'aretz. Faith the Gemara, what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheba Chutz La'aretz, Heicham Yin Yashir. We sing Halal on Pesach. So that was the Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara, no, the answer is a Braisa. It's a Mefurish Braisa. Actually, before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, then you were allowed to sing Shir even for a nest that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. But as soon as the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, at that point you couldn't sing Shira on a nest that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. So the first Eretz of the Gemara is that why don't we say Halal on Purim? Because it was a Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. You don't say Halal on Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. Nachman said a different Eretz. He said, Kriyas is what we do say Halal. Kriyas is well later. When we read the Megillah, we're saying Halal. With Mikra Megillah, we yaitza, presume Nisa, we also yaitza Halal. So there's no reason to have to say Halal, because with Mikra Megillah, you're already yaitza Halal. Rava said a third Teretz. So Bishleim Ahasan, Bishleim over there when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, you could sing Halal. Because one of Psukkim in Halal is, Halalu Avdei Hashem. So we can praise Hashem, that we're Avdei Hashem. V'loy Avdei Pari. Elohocha, Halalu Avdei Hashem. Could you sing Halalu Avdei Hashem after the Purim story? V'loy Avdei Achashverosh. Akati Avdei Achashverosh. And the Yidden was still Avdei Achashverosh. After the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they went from being Avdei Pari to Avdei Hashem. So it's appropriate to say Halalu Avdei Hashem. But after the Purim story, the Yidden still remained Avdei Achashverosh. They didn't go to being Avdei Hashem. They were still under the Persian Empire. As a result, it's inappropriate to say Halal Avdi Hashem, therefore we can't sing Shira. Faith the Gemara, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Rav, Nachman Kasha. So again, we have three terutzim to this Kasha. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Right? Very basic question. You would think if there's ever a day to say Halal, you should say it on Purim. You should say Halal. And by the way, the fact that if there was ever a day to say Halal should be Purim is not just a hergish. The Gemara just said that. Kal v'chaymer, madach you say Halal, mi abdus l'cheres, kal v'chaymer you say Halal, mi misa l'chaym. And the Gemara gave three terutzim. First teretz was, it's the Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. Second teretz is, we do say Halal. Kriyas HaMegillah is Halal. The third teretz is, because you can't say Halal Avdi Hashem, because we're still Avdi Achashverosh. So faith the Gemara, Bein L'Rava. The third teretz, you can't say Avdi Hashem, because we're Avdi Achashverosh. Bein L'Rav Nachman, the second teretz, Kriyas HaZual Leila, L'chura, why are they making up new terutz in these amayram? Didn't the Gemara bring a brisa that supported the first teretz? What was the brisa? The Gemara brings it again. V'atanya, mishenichnasu la'aretz, l'hukhshiru kol aretz, it's like Meshira. Once you didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, so you, at that point, you couldn't sing Shira on a nesha b'chutz la'aretz. I mean, the first teretz was, you don't say al nesha b'chutz la'aretz, and the Gemara brought a brisa to support it. So for the Gemara, if you have a brisa that supports the first teretz, why you need a second and a third teretz? And for the Gemara, kivin shagalu chazu lechshein rishon. It's true that originally, that's the way it was. But at the same time, once the Eden went into Galus, Chazru, Lehechsheron, Harishoin, it went back to being a Nesha B'chutzlaretz, and a Nesha B'chutzlaretz, you don't say Halo. So the Gemara just mentioned 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'oi, said Nevu'ah for the Eden. Why'd we mention it? Because we want to bring out the power of fear. That Gdoila Saras Tabas Yoisem Arbam Ushmain and Nevi'im V'Shevin Nevi'im Shinestavalam L'Yisrael. Then the Gemara brought that brisa to bring out another Purim point, and that is these 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'im didn't add or subtract anything from the Torah, with the exception of Mikra Megillah. The Gemara now is going to digress a little bit on this idea that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'im. Freedom of Sulak, is that all? There were 48 Nevi'im, there weren't more. His name was Elkanah. So we're talking about Elkanah. This is the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, literally Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and Shmuel Aleph. It discusses Elkanah. Elkanah had two wives, Chana and Penina. We know the story of Chana. But Elkanah is referred to as an Ish Echad. He's one person. He was Min Hara Masayim Tzoyfim. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Min Hara Masayim Tzoyfim? Echami Masayim Tzoyfim Shin Esnav Lam Lisa. He was one of 200 Nevi'im that said Nevu'ah for the Yidin. Freak the Gemara. How could you then say 48 Nevi'im? 200. Echad mimasayim tzoyfen. So the Gemara answers, mehava tu vahava. Really, there were more than 48. Meaning, you're right, there were many. In fact, there were even more than 200. Kidatanya sabraisa, harbi neviim amdulam liyisrael. There were many neviim. How many? Kiflaim keitz mitzrayim. Double the amount of yidin that left mitzrayim. 600,000 yidin left mitzrayim. This was two times that. 1.2 million yidin. Ela nevuah shalutzuch ledairis, nichtav shalutzuch ledairis leinifticha. Any nevuah that was required for future generations was written down. But any nevuah that wasn't written down. Meaning, when we talk about 48 nevi'im, it's 48 nevi'im who said nevuah that was hutzuch ledairis. But you're right, there were other nevi'im, and those other nevi'im didn't say nevuah that was hutzuch ledairis. The Gemara says, Derech Agav, Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, why was Elkanah called Ish Echad Min Hara Masayim Tzoyfim? Because he was an other. He came from a place that had two mountains. They looked at each other. Rav Chanan Amar, he said a different shot. He was someone that came from people that are imdim berumay shalayim. Maninu, who are these people? Bnei Korach, the sons of Korach. So Elkanah is an enokel of Korach, and the Bnei Korach are imdim berumay shalayim. What does that even mean? The chsev, Bnei Korach loy mesu. The Bnei Korach never died. Tana mishum rabbeinu, we have a Mesoira from Rabbeinu, as in Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Danasi, Makom Nespatzel Lehem B'Gehenim V'Amdu Olav, there's a special place in Gehenim, a high place in Gehenim, and that's where they are. So ironically, they're Oimdim B'Rumei Shalayim because they're in a high place in Gehenim. But either way, different Pshatim, while Elkanah's called Minar Masayim Tzoyfen, but going back, 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'is, what? I thought 200, better. 1.2 million, Kiflaim Kiyayitz Mitzrayim. The Torah says 48 Nevi'im said Nevu'ah that was necessary for generations. The other Nevi'im, they had jobs that they said on a temporary basis. 48 said Nevu'ah Shutzuch L'Dayr. So who are these 48 Nevi'im? This is an interesting discussion. But Rashi, right here, mentions 46. And then Rashi says at the end that the other two, lo yadati. I don't know who the other two are, stating that. If you look in the Hagoy Sagra, and there are different suggestions of who the other two might be. But Rashi mentions here on the Amid 46 of the 48. So we mentioned 48 Nevi'im that had Nevu'ah Shutzuch L'Dayrus and 7 Nevi'os. So Rashi mentioned the 48 Nevi'im, because the Gemara doesn't. What the Gemara will mention is the seven Nevi'os. Says the Gemara, seven Nevi'os manin. Who are these seven Nevi'os? These seven female prophets. Sarah, Miriam, Devora, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, Esther. So the Gemara, Sarah, how do you know Sarah was in Nevi'ah? The Chsev. Sarah was Bas Haran, Avi Milka, Avi Yiskov. I'm Rabbi Yiskov. Yiskov Zusa. I was referring to Sarah. But I'm going to Shema Yiskov. Why is she called Yiskov? She sucks Baruch HaKadosh. Because she saw Baruch HaKadosh. So Sarah is called Yiskov because she was Sachsa. She was able to see Baruch HaKadosh. Shenemar, Hashem told Avram, Koila Shetoymar, Elecha Sarah Shema Bekoila. must be because she's a Neviyah. That's why you should listen to her. Different shot. Why was she called Yiska? Shakla Soichim Beyafya. She was very beautiful. Everybody used to look at her because of her beauty. Miriam, how do you know Miriam was a Neviyah? Dechsev, Atikach Miriam HaNeviyah, Achoyis Aharon. Miriam HaNeviyah, who was the sister of Aharon. So the Pasuk describes Miriam as the sister of Aharon. Faith Gemara, Vilay Achoyis Moshe. She wasn't only the sister of Aharon, she's also the sister of Moshe. So why would the Pasuk describe her as the sister of Aharon? Amrav Nachman Amarav. Shahisim Isnavik Shi Achoyis Aharon. It's referring to a Nevuah that Miriam said when she was the sister of Aharon before Moshe was born. So before Moshe was born, Miriam was saying Nevuah. Vaymeris. What was her Nevuah? Asid Imi, she used to say, my mother is going to give birth, Shetele Ben, Sheyashia Yisrael, to a son that's going to one day save the Jewish people. As soon as Moshe Ben was born, the whole house was filled with light. So her father Amram got up, kissed her on the head. Biti, my daughter, Neskaim Nevuah. You see, a Nevuah played out. As soon as Moshe was thrown into the Ya'ar, because of the Gzeira, Amar Avia, father got up, Utachfa Roisha, hit her on the head. Biti, Hecha Nevuah. What happened to your Nevuah? And the Gemara says, Hainu Dechsev, that's why the Pasuk says, Vatisatza, Vachoyse Miracha Gludeya, Ma'i Yasalai, that Miriam seemed to have a vested interest in Moshe more than anybody else in the family. She wanted to see what's going to be the Pasuk says. What she want to see? Pasha, what's going to be with Moshe? Abeladas, Ma'i Hebesoif Nevuah. She also wanted to see what's going to be with her Nevuah. And of course, the Nevuah played out. Moshe Rabbein was Moshe and Shal Yisrael. So you see that Miriam also was a Nevuah. So you see, Sarah was a Nevuah. You see, Miriam was a Neviah. Devira, she's number three. The Chesivu Devira, Isha Neviah, Eshes Lapidais. Pretty straightforward. Pasuk describes her as an Isha Neviah. My Eshes Lapidais, what does that mean? She used to make wicks for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk, we just mentioned Devira, so just for a moment, we digress. She would sit under the Toimer Devira. Maisha Tachas Toimer, why would she sit under this palm tree? Why the Toimer? So Amr Shim Ben Avshalom, Mishom, the Yichud is because of Yichud problems. So because of Yichud, she wanted to take a tree, but there wouldn't be a problem of Yichud. Just like the Tamar only has one heart, that was a very good generation. The Yidden all had Lev Echad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chana. How do you know Chana is in Neviyah? Dechsev, Atispal Chana, Vatoyma, Olatz Libi Bashem, Rama Karni Bashem. So this is in the Shiras Chana. And the Pasuk says, Olatz Libi Bashem, Rama Karni Bashem. Rama Karni, Vlei Rama Pachi. What she was saying was a Nevuah, and that is she understood that one day, through her, there would be kings, and the kings would be exalted through a keren, through a horn, as opposed to through a pach, through a jug. So one of the things that happened to a king was a king had to be anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. Now you would pour the oil from some vessel. Two vessels that could have been used. A keren, that's a horn, or a pach. So she said Rama Karni, she didn't say Rama Pachi. And what was so significant about this? Because David Shloimish and Nimshuk Bekaren, their Meshicha happened with a Karen, Nimshuk Malchus and their Malchus played out. Shalvi Yehu, Shinimshuk Bepach, they got the Shemin HaMishcha through the Pach, Loi Nimshuk Malchusan, their Malchus didn't play out. Either way, she's saying a Nevu of Rama Karni Bashem because she realizes that through her son Shmuel, there's going to be a Rama Karni and that the Ikar Rama is going to be through the Karen. That's Nevu. How did she know this? So we just mentioned Tfilas Chana. We'll mention a little bit more about Tfilas Chana. Ain't Kaddish Kashem Ke'im Biltecha. No one's as holy as Hashem. No one's like you. What it means is there's no one that outlasts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person creates something, the thing he created may very likely outlast the person. Obviously, nothing can outlast HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not Ein Biltecha, but rather it's Ki Ein Levaloi Sech. Ein Tzur Kelekenu. There's no Tzur. There's no one like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ein Tzayar Kelekenu. There's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Tzara Tzura Agabi Koisel says the Gemara. If a person would draw something, any yochel atich baruach neshama, can't give it life. Kravayim demayayin, you can't give it digestive system, intestines. Avol Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzara Tzura Tech Tzura. Umata baruach neshama kravayim demayayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just Tzara Tzura. He's Tzara Tzura b'toich Tzura, the baby that's inside the mother. The baby's the Tzura that's within the mother. That's the other Tzura. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does that, he can be Matal Ruach, Neshama, Krevayim, Nemiayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest artist of all. Avigail. Going back to the seven Neviyot. So we mentioned Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, and Chana. So we have Avigail, Chul, and Esther. Sayun Avigail is a Neviyot. The Chesiv, it says, V'hoyi hiru echeves al hachamar, v'yaredes besei sahar. So the background to this story is in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And the Pasuk says that there was a man whose name was Novel. Novel was married by Malchus. And because he was married by Malchus, he acted disrespectfully to David. He spoke disrespectfully to David. He said, "Me David, mi ben Yishai." So David felt he was married by Malchus, he's chayiv misa. So Nabal's wife, whose name was Avigail, she was an Eish Yischayil, and she was going to go and try to fight to try to save her husband's life. So the pasuk is describing Avigail who's coming towards David. She's riding on a chamar, on a donkey. V'yoredes b'seiser hahar. So the Gemara says, what does it mean b'seiser hahar? Min hahar mibayle. It sounds like she's yoredes from the har. She's yoredes b'seiser hahar. Amar Rabba bar Shmuel al iske dam habam en astarim. She was coming to mtainazich to David, and the taina was going to be based on iske dam habam en astarim. It was going to be based on dam nida. What does it have to do with dam nida? Not lo dam, she brought blood with her. The heres saloy, she told David, this dam, tami atar, amala, chimaran dam balay, it's night, I can't look at it now. Amaloy, she said, v'chidonu dina nefashas balayla? Are you allowed to paskin dina nefashas balayla? That was the point she was trying to make. How are you paskining at night that my husband's chayv misa? Balayla, you can't paskin dina nefashas. Amaloy, he said, mayri b'malchus, uva lay tzarech l'midayne. She said, he's a mayri b'malchus, mayri b'malchus, you don't have to paskin. You just kill him. Amaloy, she said, adayin shol kayim. No. You don't have the right to say mayri b'malchus, because shol is still alive. She came with a whole lamdas. She said, you're not the king, as if in this undisputed sense, because Shaul is still alive. And for that reason, you don't have a right to paskin yet, Meir b'malchus. Amalah, he heard what she said, and he was maskim David HaMelech. To the time of Avigail, he said, Baruch tamech ubrucha at asher kilisoni ayoyim hazeh miboy bedamim. Thank you right now for saving me from damim. The Gemara says, damim tarti mashma. What are these two damims? What is this referring to? So the Gemara says, Elam alamit shegil so shayka. As Avigail was coming towards David, her thigh was exposed. V'holach l'uro shalish parsois. And David HaMelech saw her, and he had a taiva, and he started going towards her, three parsois. So if you look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskel, Shagil Sashuka, so Tosfos explains exactly what happened. That as she was coming, so she was riding on the chamar, and her thigh was exposed a little bit. David HaMelech saw her and started running towards her. And Amalah, he told David, David told her, he shamili. Meaning, he was taiveya her for Aveira, for Arayas. Amaloshi said, see a Zeus Lafuka. I don't want this to be a michshol for you. So, there were two damims that David HaMelech was speared. Number one, the dam of Dam Nida, dam of Gili Arayas, with a woman that was a Nida, because of the fact that David HaMelech wanted to be Tevei her Ledvar Aveira. That's what Rashi explains it, Dam Nida. Additionally, he had the damim of the Shvichas damim. Either way, we brought this all to show that Avigail was a Neviah. Where do you see she was a Neviah? Because Avigail tells David, I don't want this to end up being a problem for you. Zoi says the word b'chal dekachrit. It sounds like there was something similar that would be a problem. Mind you, what was that similar thing? Ma'aseh de Batsheva, the story of Batsheva, u'maskana ha'chahavi, which really happened. So Avigail said nevuah because she somehow knew preemptively that this whole story was going to end up happening with Batsheva. Thus, we know that Avigail is a neviah. So we mentioned Avigail. The Gemara is going to mention a little bit more about the story. V'hoisa nefesh adoni tzru v'tzor ha'chaim. So she says, I want you to be attached to me. What does this mean? When she was leaving, she tells David, I want you to remember me. Rav Nachman said, this is what people mean when they say, a woman, while she's talking, but she's still weaving. Meaning, she was talking about her husband, but at the same time, as a backup plan, she just wanted that if anything ever happens to her husband, that David HaMelech should remember her, and David HaMelech should even marry her. Some say, that Bar Avza walks with his head down, with its head down, but at the same time, its eyes peer into the distance. And over here too, she's with her head down. She's trying to save her husband's life. But at the same time, she tells David that if anything ever happens and there's ever a situation, I would want you to marry me. So you see that this is something that she was looking out for. She was bavarning herself. So we mentioned now that Avigail was in Aviyah. Chulda, says the Gemara. How do you know Chulda was in Aviyah? The Chsiv, it says, Vayelech Chilkiyo HaKoyen V'achikam V'achbar V'shafan V'asoya El Chulda Aviyah. Pasuk says she was in Aviyah. Now, what's the context of this? The context of this is Yeshio HaMelech had gone through the Beis HaMikdash and he found the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah was open up to the Teichacha. And he thought it was a bad sign, but he wasn't sure. So he said, I want to send it to a Navi. Let the Navi interpret it. So who does Yeshio HaMelech send it to? He sends it to Chulda HaNaviyah. So the Gemara asks, Makom dekoy Yirmiyo heichem es Navi'i? Why would she be the Naviyah if Yirmiyo was alive? And not just that, it would seem to be a Pegiyah in the covet of Yirmiyahu. Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Chul De Krevis Yirmiyahu. So she was a Kreva. She was related to Yirmiyahu. And therefore Yirmiyahu didn't care. She knew he didn't care. And because she knew he didn't care, therefore it wasn't a problem. Why would Yeshio send this Shaila to Chulda, not send it to Yirmiyahu? Ami de Beirav Shaila, Mipnesha, Anashim Rachmaniyosem. Because he knew Chulda is a woman, Nashima Rachmaniyosem. This is something that comes up in halachic circles. Women are Rachmanias, and because they're Rachmanias, he thought that maybe she would interpret it a little bit better. Rabbi Yechon and Ami Yirmiyahu Lehavas, Yirmiyahu wasn't there. Shaholach Lahachzer Aseres Hashvatim, because he went to return the Aseres Hashvatim. We know that Aseres Hashvatim went into Golus. During Bayis Rishon, Yirmiyahu lived at the end of Bayis Rishon, went to bring the Aseres Hashvatim back. Pasha wasn't available to be asked this question. The Gemara says, Yirmiyahu went to bring back the Aseres Hashvatim. Was he successful? Umenolan dahadar, he was. And how do you know he was? The Chsiv. The Pasuk says, Kol amoicher ala mimkar lo yashiv. So Yecheskel HaNavi is saying Nevu that there's going to be a day where there'll be no Yoivel. Now, once the Aseres Hashvatim went to Gauls, there was no Yoivel. So afraid the Gemara, Efsha Batal, the Navi Misnava Olav, Shnei Batal. Yoivel's Batal already, and the Navi saying Navu that it's going to be Batal. Al-Malamish Yirmiyahu Achzir. Must be there was that even though Yoivel became Batal, but it re-emerged. Afraid the Gemara, Yeshio ben Amon, and Yeshio ben Amon, Malachal, and Yeshio was the king over them. The Chassid, how do you know that Vayoimer Yeshio said, Ma Tzion, Haloz Asher Aniroi, Vayoimer Eilav, Anche Yoir, Hakever, Isho Eli Kim Ashabam Yehuda, Vayikras Hadvarum Eila Asher Osiso Ala Mizbeach, Basekel. Why was Yeshio by a Mizbeach in Basekel? Meaning Basekel is in the area of the Aseres Hashvatim. Must be Yeshio ruled over them, so they came back and he ruled over them. Rav Nachman said, you know it from here. Gam Yehuda Shos Kotzir Loch Beshuvish Fosami. So you see, Shuvish Fosami, everything came back. And who's the last Neviah? Esther. How do you know Esther was a Neviah? The Chsiv Ayiba Yemashlish Batubash Esther Malchus. Big day Malchus, me by your life. She wore Malchus, she should have worn Big day Malchus. Ella Shalovshus Ruach HaKodesh. She was wearing Ruach HaKodesh. Chsiv says over here, Batubash, Chsiv Hassan, Ruach Lovshas and Masai, and that over there means Ruach HaKodesh. You see, Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. Thus, we see that Esther was a Neviah. So says the Gemara, there were 48 Neviim, and there were 7 Neviyos. Now, truth is, there were more than 48 Neviyim. In fact, we have a Bryce that talks about 200 Neviyim. We have a Bryce that talks about Kiflaim Keretz Mitzrayim. There were a lot of Neviyim. It's amazing. 1.2 million Neviyim. That means Nevuah was seemingly Shchiach. So what does it mean, 48 Neviyim? 48 Neviyim that said Nevuah that was Negeil Dairus. It wasn't just Nevuah for their generation, a message that they had, a Musa Shmuz they had to give. But this was something that was Negeil generations. In addition, there was 7 Neviyas. Who were the 48 Neviyim? Ayin Rashi. Who were the 7 Neviyas? We just learned the Gemara. Sarah, Miriam, Devira, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, and Esther. As it relates to raid, so we are not going to record a raid bite, but we're going to attach, there's related raid bites, but we're going to attach one raid bite to today's daf. And this is a raid bite that we spoke about in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma. It's very much Negeya, today's daf. And the name of the raid bite is Lashon Hara and the Purim story, which really, it's a Chassam Sofer, which discusses a very, very strong connection between the Purim story and Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichus Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, show you oiskim b'Torah, b'mitzvos, u'gemilos chasadim b'nei macharav. Why was it destroyed? Says the Gemara, b'nei shehoisav al sinas chinam. It was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Lamech is coming to teach us sheshkula sinas chinam kineged shalosh averus. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichus Damim. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Chafetz Chaim, in his Akdama to the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim says that even though Chazal said that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam, but really that's not the ultimate reason it was destroyed. But rather the ultimate reason that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara. And it was because of the Chet of Lashon Hara that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It says the Chafetz Chaim, if it was because of the Chet of Lashon Hara, then why did Chazal say Sinas Chinam? It's not Sinas Chinam, it's Lashon Hara. He says it's because what caused this, the Lashon Hara? It was Sinas Chinam. Yidden felt Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden. As a result, they didn't care for them very much. To the contrary, there was Nishfaginning, there was Kina, and there were Midas Rois that ultimately led to Lashon Hara. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you want to know what caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't Sinas Chinam. Had it stopped at Sinas Chinam, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. It was because the Sinas Chinam led to Lashon Hara,
And Lashon Hara's ultimately says the Chafetz Chaim what caused the second Beis HaMikdash to destroy. Just to read some of Lashonai HaKadosh V'Atar V'Hazog Shel HaChafetz Chaim. He says, Ach, L'Besoif Yimei Bayesheni, Gavra Sinas Chinam V'Lashon Hara Beinenu. At the end of Bayesheni, Sinas Chinam started really intensifying. And there was a lot of Lashon Hara. V'Avoy Neisenu Horabim. U'Bavur Zen Nechra V'Bayes. It was because of that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'Golino Me'artzenu. K'di Isu B'Yuma Dav even though the Gemara says that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was Sinas Chinam, hakavana hu al Lashon Hara gam ken. The kavana is also on Lashon Hara, sheyotzeis mitzad atzina, which was really the result, it was the manifestation of the feelings of sinah. The ilav hachi, says the Chafetz Chaim, because had the Yidden not spoke Lashon Hara, lo yehoyu nenoshin kol kach, they wouldn't have been punished so badly. Had it only been Sinas Chinam, there wouldn't have been a Churban. The reason there was a Churban is because there was Sinas Chinam, yeah? But Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. V'hainu, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, the Siyam Shom, Awadaf, V'lamedcha Shekosha Sinas Chinam, Kineged, Avoydazor Gil Arayish Vichas Domen. Says the Chafetz Chaim, where do you find Sinas Chinam as Shokol to Avoydazor Gil Arayish Vichas Domen? Nowhere. There's no such thing. It's not Emes. That Sinas Chinam is so Shokol. You know where you find this? By Lashon Hara. Zematzinu be'erich in gabe Lashon Hara. That you find that just like Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, Lashon Hara is keneged kulam. So he says, if the ice sphere was that it's shakul, davera bayesheni, tavoy dezar gil arayish v'chazom, it can't be it was simply sinas chinam. It must be it was the chet ha-loshen. Because by Lashon Hara you find it. There you find that Lashon Hara is equal tavoy dezar gil arayish v'chazom. And he says, besides, v'oid migufa deshmaita deyuma muchach kamoysha kasam. Again, this Chafetz Chaim is mamish learning up today's daf. He says, from the Gemara minei ubey, it's muchach that way. Mid the paruch sham, the Gemara says, ubemikdash rishon, there was no sinas chinam. And what is the Gemara's raya that there was sinas chinam? Because they used to be oichel v'shoysel zems, eh? V'doikren es chavei reyem ayin shom. The raya of sinas chinam was lashon hara. Behind their back, the Gemara says, b'charav ishabil shoynam. The Gemara invokes lashon hara. He says, because that's the vart. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it was really lashon hara. It was sinas chinam at its core. The root of it was sinas chinam. But really, that's what happened. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that if we understand that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of sinas chinam that led to Lashon Hara. But ultimately, it was that veru of Lashon Hara that sealed the faith of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's poshet that it's impossible that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt unless we correct the problem. It's just not possible. If somebody takes something away from you and you plead to have it back, at the very minimum, you have to make some conscious effort and be able to provide some level of confidence that that thing that caused the Beis HaMikdash to be taken away has been corrected. Because otherwise, this is a chuk of a tlula. We're wasting our time. So the Chafetz Chaim says that we daven, v'ilu shalayim mircha berachim and tashuv. We daven, esemach tov in neheres atzmiach. We daven, v'sachazenu einenu v'shuvcha l'tziyam berachim. He says, but the problem is we're speaking Lashon Hara at the same time. So it's impossible. It's just not possible. It doesn't make any sense. So he says, logically, there's no way for the Beis HaMikdash to come back unless the Yidden make a conscious effort to work on Lashon Hara. And he says that the root of Lashon Hara is Sinas Chinam. So really, we have to start from the beginning. We have to start from Bereishis. We have to work on not having feelings of Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden. And from there, we'll be able to fix and really steig in the area of Shmiras HaLoshin, and then says the Chafetz Chaim will be Zoichna, the Bias Gayot Tzedek. But he says, without fixing the problem, if you think about it for 10 seconds, it's irrational to think that anything could change. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this is the first reason, and the Chafetz Chaim lists many others, but this is the first, most obvious and basic reason, says the Chafetz Chaim, why Yidden need to work on Shmiras HaLoshin, because we're in Golus, and at the end of the day, every Yidden, no matter who he is, wants to get out of Golus, and it's impossible for the Yidden to be able to get out of Golus, unless this is something that we're able to fix. But the emes is that this Chafetz Chaim that says that the real chet of Bayesheni was the chet of Shmir Saloshin, and this the Chazal said Sinas Chinam, it's only because Sinas Chinam was at the root and the cause of the Lashon Hara. But really, ultimately, the fate was sealed because of Sinas Chinam, because of Lashon Hara. I found this in the writings of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is Mamish, Afachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba. And this idea that the Chafetz Chaim said so stark, this is Mamish, the opening paragraphs of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is Merumis in the Chasam Sofer. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Roimi. Rome, Chazal said, were descendants of Esav, and they're the ones that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans. Said the Chasam Sofer, what's the Pshat? What's the Pnimius HaTorah? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that the Gemara said, there's a Yalkut Shemoyne in Tehillim that says that who paid for the second Beis HaMikdash? Cost a lot of money. Where'd the money come from? So the money actually came from the Persian Empire. Where did the Persian Empire get all this money from? Meaning, how did they finance, on our behalf, the second Beis HaMikdash? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut said it came from the money of Haman. Haman HaRasha, the Venahapahu, who had amassed this incredible wealth, he was literally on top of the world, and then he was killed. So what happened to all his money? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Tanu l'shloishachan lokim nechlek mamoyne shel Haman. Haman's estate was divided into three parts. Shlish l'Mardchai v'Esther. A third of it was given to Mardchai v'Esther. Shlish l'Amlei Torah. A third of it was given to Amlei Torah. Maybe that's a pshat in b'nei bonav shel Haman loibnim Torah b'nei brak, but for another day. V'shlish l'binyan beis hamikdash. And a third of it was given to the binyan beis hamikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says that the money of Haman was given to finance the beis hamikdash. What was the chet of Haman? Haman was a monster. I mean, Haman is Yimach Shemay V'Zichra. He wanted to annihilate the Jews. But says the Chasam Sofer, Chazal v'Megalatas in a place a little bit more about what the chet of Haman was. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Abedes. The Gemara says, quote, Haman HaRasha turns to Achashverosh and he said, Vayomer Haman lemelech Achashverosh, Yeshna yamecha mefuzer mefoyer ben ahamim, b'chom medina es malchusecha, v'daseim shoyneis mikolam, v'esdase hamelech enam oisim, v'la melech ein shoyva lehanicha. Zokti gemar amar Rava, Rava said, leko diyada lishna bisha kahaman. There was no one in history that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Haman. He said, amaleh, Haman turns to Achashverosh and he says, nichlenu, I have an idea. It's called the final solution. Let's see if we can get rid of the Jewish people once and for all. Amale. Achashverosh's immediate reaction was, Mistafinim Eleikov, I'm afraid of their God. Achashverosh married into the family of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a student of history, and he doesn't always end so well when you start up with the Jews. So he said, I'm afraid. Amale. So he told you have nothing to worry about. Yesh, yoshnu min ha-mitzvahs. Yeshno, yoshnu, zay shlofen. They're not doing mitzvahs. If they're not doing mitzvahs, you don't have to worry. Amale. So he told Isbu Rabbanon. This Rabbanon, Amalei, Am Echad, hey. No, they're one nation, they're all on the same page. Even the rabbis are sleeping. He told Shema Toimar, Karchan Yosef and Malchuscha, you're going to say, oh, you have another reason why you don't want to do it. Meaning, now Haman's preempting Achashverosh's next argument. He says, maybe you don't want to do it because you don't want to have this huge gap. You're going to kill all the Jews, so you're going to have vacant land, and that can be not good. So he told them, Fuzar and Bein Amin, they're all spread out. Shema Toim, Yisna, no, Amin, hey. You're going to tell me you benefit from them, right? The Jews are good for business, they're good for the economy. He said, no, they're Mefurad. Them can pray the Zuda like a mule, Shein Oisa Paris. Doesn't produce any. Shema Toim, you can tell me, Ikibidin Taminayu. Maybe we have a Medina from them at the very no, because Medina is Malchusecho, with the same shyness Mikol. And the Gemara continues several lines, but here's the punchline. Amar Rava, Leko diyada lishna bisha kahaman. There was no one that spoke Lashon Hara kahaman. So the Chasam Sofer said the Yidden built the second Beis HaMikdash on the back of Haman. It was literally financed by Haman's money. Why did we have a schus to take Haman's money? Because Haman was a Baal Lashon Hara, and the Yidden were Leich Knoises Kala Yehudin. The Yidden were Ba'achtis, because the Yidden didn't speak Lashon Hara. He says, you know what happened? Years later, like Chafetz Chaim says, the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara. And you know what happened when the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara? Roimi, who says the Chasam Sofer were descendants of Haman, took it back. And now it's theirs again. He says that's why they got the Beis HaMikdash back. Dvarim neflon in the Chassam Sofer. It's unbelievable. He says that's the oimek. That's the pnimius of the Inyan. We built the second Beis HaMikdash on the backs of Paras Umadah. And the reason we had a schus is because Lekaman the Yod, the Lishna Bisha Kahama, because there was no one that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Gama. And as a result, this was something that we had a schus to take. But the minute we started speaking Lashon Hara, then you know what? The joke's on us. Now we have no schus in it any more than them. So what? Not a Vuchanetza, not some foreign country, but rather be pnimius atayra roimi ashaychus to Haman, and that's why Haman takes it back. Because now Haman says, now you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Yetz nemeches tzedek. I'm getting back what was really mine. This was Haman's. It was his money. He has a right to take it back. And it was taki his chus to take it. And that's why says the Chassam Sofer, it was all because of sinas chinam. What does it mean, sinas chinam? Like the Chafetz Chaim says. It was all because of the chet of Lashon Hara. But just to end, and to really put this all together, you know, the Chafetz Chaim throughout his Sfarim, he talks, obviously, so much about Lashon Hara, right? Everybody knows that. But one line, Asher Nogeya L'Inyoneinu, and that is, this is all in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, Ulevadze, after he makes his case for why people should be more careful with Lashon Hara, he says, Heich Yecholeis Lachol Aleinu B'Rechoysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shana Mekavim L'Zeh. He says, we all want bracha in our lives. It's something that we all want. But if we speak Lashon Hara, he says Lashon Hara stops, it gets in the way of bracha coming to us. Halo yeshal ze orim mefurish b'Torah. It says in the Torah, orim makarei eyu basesa. It says, Arr makarei eyu basesa. Shukoya Lashon Hara kamashapirish Rashi Shan. And Rashi says that that's what it's referring to. Ulevad shara arurim shiyesham oidal ze. Kimavur le kamamasai psicha. There's many other arurims as well. But this is a clear Arr. Arr makarei eyu basesa is referring to Lashon Hara. The Pasuk says that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's Arr. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, we all want bracha. So he says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, how's he going to get bracha? The Torah paskin is Arr. So if the Torah paskin is Arr, where's the bracha going to come? Just me inyan le'inyan. This is in Sefer Shmiras Halashen. It's in Chelik Beis. It's in Perik Tes. He says, "Ube'emes lepela hu be'enai." Chafetz Chaim talking. It's a chiddush to me. Sheteva b'nei Adam lechapi skulois ubrachois me'anoshim gedolim latzlach al parnasa. He's talking specifically about parnasa, but it's lav dafka. He says people, they're always looking for skulois and for brachas, and people come and they go because everybody wants bracha. U'mayo ilu lehem kol haskulois va'brachas. It's a little strong, but he says, what are all the skulois and the brachas going to help? Im chas v'shalim who murgul. If he's someone that constantly speaks Lashon Hara and Rechilos, it says this didn't come from the mouth of a tzaddik. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of all the Yidden. So he says that I don't understand. He says people, they run and they want brachas and everybody wants things. But at the end of the day, bracha can't penetrate a person's life in a proper way. If he's a Baal Lashon Hara, it says Arr, Makir Yehu B'Seser. The Torah is saying Arr. So where's the bracha going to come from? This is what Chafetz Chaim says. It's just to put this all together. Just to put this all together. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the chet of Sinas Chinam. So the Chafetz Chaim, that even though Chazal said Chinas Chinam, because Sinas Chinam was the cause. Really what it was about was Lashon Hara. And I think, you know, people work a lot. We all do on Lashon Hara. But sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not successful. But the emes is that Lashon Hara is the symptom. It really starts, this is the Chafetz Chaim's psicha, it's today's daf. It really starts with Sinas Chinam. We have to work on Ahavas Chinam and Sinas Chinam and not hating people so much and not caring and really who cares and not being so judgmental and forgiving, Zala Leben, it doesn't affect you anyways. And it's not even such a shver avoid though. Just requires some explaining. And through that, naturally you stop speaking less Lashon Hara. But really the cause Chazal told us in his chinam, even though it was Lashon Hara, because that's what we need to work on, Kenera. Because that's really where it all begins. That's really what the source of it is. But the point is that Chazal said in his chinam, it's really Lashon Hara, because really all the chumras and all the things that happen during Bayis Shenim, they make more sense, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you think in terms of Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim said that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, that really it's a bechin of, he's Arr, and he's a gather of Arr, Makare, Yehu, Beseser, and people want brachas, and everybody wants brachas, and he says, really, if a person, we want brachas, and we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we have to make sure we're not Arr, and we have to make sure that at the very least, we fix the problem that ultimately caused the second Beis HaMikdash. And then we found it in the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that that's why the Beis HaMikdash was financed with the dime of Haman, but ultimately it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Because what was Haman's chet? And as soon as we started speaking Lashon Hara, Haman Raimi comes back and he takes the money together. So I was just thinking. So what was Haman's chet? What was Haman's chet? Haman's chet was the chet of Lashon Hara. Lekamandi yad alishna bishaka Haman. What do we say on Purim? Chayiv inish lupsume bepurya adala yada ben arer Haman lebaruch martchan. We can understand that a little bit. Because a bad Lashon Hara like Haman, he's becheftza arer. He's an arer Haman. And really, our avoida is that we should be zoicha to be not arer Haman, but baruch martchai. And when we'll be baruch martchai, we'll be zoicha to binyan bayis hashlishi. Then here be a man of woman.